The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on right here on the show. We've got a great show for you today. Amazing. And that's our theme, Benny, just in case you're wondering, because of the month of May.
I'm always wondering.
It's like amazing. Did you get it?
I got it.
I'm your host, Dr. Pat, joined by Mr. Benny Mathers, my amazing producer. And guess who's joining us here today?
Ooh, I can only hope who it is.
I can only think of one word for it. Amazing. Shirley MacLaine is going to be on the line here in a few minutes, and we're thrilled to have her here. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about Shirley, but most importantly, I want to make sure that all of you know that Shirley is coming to Seattle. It is a very special and rare event. And if you have not gotten your tickets yet, that is something that you're going to want to do. It is a special event. It is June 13th at Benaroya Hall. And it's an evening with Shirley MacLaine. I'm going to be there. I get to kind of do my little shtick right before her. And she's joining us here on the show. For those of you that know Shirley MacLaine, know of her acting, know of her work, let me just tell you a little bit about Shirley. Nominated for 6 Academy Awards, won the Oscar for Best Acting in 1984 for Terms of Endearment. I know, every time I think about that movie. Okay, she has appeared in more than 50 films and has won 3 Emmy Awards and 10 Golden Globe Awards. She has been honored with the Golden Bear Award for Lifetime Achievement at the Berlin International Film Festival and beyond. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
The Golden Bear.
Exactly. Wow. She's won, Benny, absolutely. She has won 2 British Academy Awards, 2 German Silver Bear, and Golden Camera Awards, and the list goes on. But most importantly for today, she is someone that acted out and demonstrated courage beyond any of our imaginations. And what do I mean by that? You know, when she decided to sit down and write books that most people were not ready to even hear about from her perspective, she became the pioneer. She became the leader. She actually stepped out before it was fashionable to talk about spirituality, to talk about what people call New Age. And many of us know that. You know, we've all read Out on a Limb. Of course, we've read that book, Dancing in the Light, as well. And the book that I have here in front of me is the book that I picked up, recently. Shirley MacLaine, Saging While Aging is the name of this book. And so she's going to join us here today because we're talking about approaching life with balance. What does that mean? And it's kind of interesting. I'm really jazzed about this. I'm really jazzed to be talking with her, to have a conversation about how balance fits in when you are as extraordinary or as amazing as Shirley MacLaine. One of the things that we do definitely want to speak with her about is what balance means. And what does that mean to her? Over the years, she has established herself as fearless, iconoclastic thinker, seeker of truth. She has been labeled and called the person that we want to talk to when it comes to discovering and understanding our own place in the universe. She has amazing wit, incredible candor. She is someone that can have fun and at the same time talk about some of the most profound and incredible questions and answers in the universe. So today we get to have that conversation with her. Today we get to have a chat with her about many things. And here's what she's offering all of you today. We have a special gift from Shirley. We're going to be giving away 10 free 3-month membership subscriptions to Shirley's website community. That includes her radio interviews, 11 years of archive radio programming, online meditation and videos, access to the chat rooms and a counterboard, and much more. And so we'll be doing that throughout the show today. All you need to do is be able to call in during the show today, and we'll get your information, and then we will email you with how to go about doing this. So I get this chill some days, and I do, like today. I'm getting to talk to Shirley MacLaine and then followed up with Gary Zukav. And I was sitting yesterday, and I was thinking about what the most important thing might be for me. You know, what is most important for me in my life? And I came to this very interesting place where I realized that being in a place of gratitude is so profoundly amazing. And I thought, is that the place? Is that the place to be? If you're in a place of gratitude, can other things coexist? So I had a really interesting day yesterday, and I'm reading Shirley's book, of course, and just taking a look at some of the things we're doing here, the launching of the Transformation Network. That official announcement will be out next week, and you all will now be able to participate in a dream that has been mine for a really long time. And that is to create a landing place where people can come together, whether it's for articles, whether it's for conversation, or whether it's for Transformation Talk Radio, which we're launching as well. But the question then, you know, comes up. How do we know what we're meant to do in this lifetime? How do we know when we get tapped on the shoulder or we hear a voice, what that's about? How do we know that we're being asked or we're being called or we're being pulled? That is the most most frequently asked question of all of you on all the stations we're on. You know, the 14 hours of live radio I do this week, this is the question that you all ask most. You ask the question, what is my purpose? How do I find it? How do I get unstuck? And these questions are so profound in their own right, because each of you is amazing in your own right. And I said that the month of May is, you know, we kind of, our theme is amazing. Get it? Amazing. That's our theme. But part of this is your participation, because all of you are amazing. And we're here to remind you of that. So I get at this place yesterday that I was sitting and kind of, you know, just kind of hanging out, looking at the flowers, looking at the birds. And I was like saying to myself, you know, what do you, Pat, what do you look at your life and what do you think about? And I thought, I think about this moment. I think about the moment that I'm in, just being able to sit here and just be really cool, reading Shirley's book, looking at what we're going to be doing for the listeners and much more. But the question then becomes, what are you amazed at in your lives? And so today, I get to have a conversation with Shirley MacLaine. I never thought in my wildest dreams that that would ever happen, even though that was like on my top 10 things to do. And so the message that I want to leave with all of you while we're bringing Shirley on is this. Don't give up on your dream. Don't let folks tell you you can't do something. And remember, it gets better as you get better. Shirley MacLaine is joining us here today. We are thrilled, jazz, amazed. Shirley, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hey, Dr. Pat, thank you very much for having me. I'm amazed.
Did you get the little play on words that were like in the month of May and it's like amazing?
And also the maze of life.
The maze of life. Oh, my goodness. Now, I think we've had a little experience with that. I want to ask you a question, Shirley. And first of all, let me just say thank you so much for coming to Seattle. We are so mm-hmm. looking forward to that event.
Yeah, good. Thank you. I'll tell you a little bit about it if you want to know.
I want to know. But here's a question I've got for you. Given everything that you've done and all that you are, and I just spent 10 minutes talking about you, ears must be ringing. What are some of the challenges, what are some of the obstacles that you've had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Well, let's see. I've been kind of a functioning on Earth plane mystic most of my life. I mean, I've been interested in all these so-called otherworldly things all my life. Then when I became an adult and traveled around the world and saw that this was the country, basically, of left-brained materialism, and the rest of the world, particularly the Orient, is much more conversant with these other, let's say, esoteric subjects, which are now becoming more and more necessary to acquaint ourselves with. So I guess what it was for me, although I wasn't afraid of it, it did take some courage to come out and talk about extraterrestrials and reincarnation and the idea of the soul's journey through time and what we've been doing that's left us so completely discombobulated, you know, because I was into this a very long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole idea of what to be amazed at right now is how we're going to get out of this.
it's really incredible how we get these messages. I got this idea that, you know, I'm writing a book and it's called Unstuckable. And somebody said to me the other day, what the heck is that word? That word is not even in the dictionary. I said, I don't know. I woke up one day and I felt like that's the way I wanted to be. So I want to ask you about this. I mean, you know, you're coming to Seattle. We're talking about life balance. How do we stay open-minded? Because one of the things you talk about is if we stay open-minded, the truth will emerge. Are we ready for the truth?
Yeah, let me just talk a little bit about what we really have to address ourselves to, Pat, because it's important.
Yeah.
This coming alignment of 2012 is not a Hollywood science fiction joke. This is real. Now, we've got the energy that's co-aligning for the first time in 26,000 years. Now, that's a great big deal. This hasn't happened to us on Earth for 26,000 years. Now, that carries with it. The truth of the matter is that we are going to be directly aligned with the center of the galaxy. The other big truth of the matter is that that alignment carries with it a gravitational pull. That's what we're seeing with the weather. That's what all this kind of, what is this disruption all about? Now, we've got to adjust to this alignment with our consciousness, too, because we are conscious beings, hopefully, and what the consciousness and the mind is really is an electromagnetic piece of equipment, and so our magnetics are getting, they're getting more aligned, but we're not used to the alignment, and that's why we're having such trouble.
Mm.
That's what I'm going to talk about on June 13th, and how to get around it, how to look at it. You don't have to be a scientist to understand this, but to look at it from the point of view of this is kind of an anomaly. Oh, that hasn't happened for a very, very long time. And I think this after this alignment, we'll start to see what the Bible and many other ancient texts talk about, the 1,000 years of peace and light. After the alignment occurs, we'll be in the space where we were 26,000 years ago when it began, and we'll start this karmic journey all over again.
This is really important conversation, Shirley. I'm so glad that you are talking about this when you come, because there are people in one school, and I'd love for you to address this, that are in this helpless, hopeless camp, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
There are the
mm-hmm.
other folks like me who come on here, and people call me, you know, the optimist of the decade who just, you know, sticks to this place of it's going to get better. But yet there's this whole middle ground that you bring. And that's,
well, wait a minute. I don't know if it's middle ground, but I will say this. Come off all the accusations and the polarity and this is wacky and blah, blah. What we have to do in order to get us through what we're all going through, this really is a conglomeration of karmic drama, you might say. Now, I'm not sure what I'm going to say next is going to happen, but I strongly feel it, and that is this. When this alignment occurs, all the karmic drama of our past 26,000 years and all the lifetimes of experience that have gone into our soul's journey will be nullified.
Mm-hmm.
I think when this alignment occurs and the apex of it is December 21, 2012, but it's been a process, not an event. From 87 until another 20 years after 2012, we'll be in this process. And what we should do in our everyday lives look at the people that we're having trouble with, that we're upset with, mm-hmm. or who are upset with us, and try to get that alignment going to help nature when she comes around to 2012 and says, okay, annulment time, we are now going to nullify all the karmic drama and start anew.
In this,
isn't that interesting?
It's, I love it, though. I really do love it because, you know, for me, it really talks to some of the issues that I just shared before you came on with one of the most frequently asked question on this show, and I do 14 hours of live radio a week. The most interesting questions that I get asked or that get my guests get asked are, I am in searching of my purpose. I am in search of who I am. I feel lost. I feel stuck. I need some help. And
right, but when you get into this alignment and understanding that it is a cosmological fact, I mean, it is an astronomical effect. And once you start that, you know that your purpose, you've just got to then relax a little bit, Pat. Yeah. Relax a little and let it happen and not be so upset with the fact that things are upsetting. You know, I have a way of explaining this, which I'm going to do when I come. Once I understood that we're all living a comedy drama anyway. We're all the director, the producer, the star, the writer, even the distributor of our own reality. It's just like a movie. So we're in a creation movie. And I'm going to talk about how show business and movies are the same as life. So we have a first act, a second act, and a third act. We're into the third act. These things have to be resolved. Because we're into the third act, we know that we are, that gives you a sensibility of what you want to create with it.
Shirley, what are we afraid of? And I know you talk about, you know, what we are really afraid of in your books. But I would love to ask you right now, today, and a lot of people sense what's coming. What are we afraid of, really?
I think we're afraid of the separation from God. And unless you have that alignment with the creative source, you can't feel safe. I'm not talking religion here. I'm talking high-level spirituality. We have been separated, or the feeling of being separated from God, for a very, very long time. Now, the God is you. You are God. So don't be afraid of that anymore. Just recognize that's what you are. I do it, I go out in nature, just like you were explaining, and I look at the trees and the animals. They all know it.
They get it.
They live in a sense of a kind of abiding harmony. They understand it. They don't have to question it. So, I don't know, be more like the animals and the birds and the trees, I guess.
I'm telling you. I mean, I'm talking to them these days. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the places that you've been. You've been places all over the globe and beyond. And I wanted to ask you if you have had a giant spiritual awakening in any one of these places, or has awakening been a process?
No, it's always been a process with me. Everybody asks me that. No, I never had an aha moment.
Right.
Although when I was in India several times, well, actually everywhere I've been, what's fascinating is I felt as soon as I was there that I'd been there before. So I was probably a world traveler many times in many places. And in doing that, I guess you would say it's little increments of revelation, which add up to a much more stable sense of, I must have been wacky that moment I had my aha moment. I never really had that. I had a little bit of increments, and now it's just, it's everything to me. It rules and runs and, stabilizes my life.
It's really, and this is kind of, you know, the question right now. Many people that I get to chat with, that listeners call into the show, are really in search of something. And I alluded to this before. You know, what is it that we should be most aware of in our ability to stick around? I mean, there's a lot to stick around to see. What would you say is most exciting for us right now?
Well, are you saying that the alternative would be Kevorkian?
No. Well, spiritual Kevorkian, because that, I think, is what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but you can't have that. That's not even possible.
There you go.
Because whether we know it or not, we are still each soul on the planet all nearly 7 billion souls are attached to the creative source.
Mm-hmm.
You can't deny it. It's not possible to deny that. Now, you might deny your awareness of it, and what we're coming into now is kind of a conscious awareness, a conscious evolution of things. Up till now, it's like evolution just happened. But now we're constantly aware, wait a minute, my consciousness is everything. So it's not possible to give up. You just think you're giving up, and that makes you worse.
What do we think most about as we age gracefully? And I was talking before you came on that I was reading a couple weeks ago, Saging While Aging, the book that you wrote. And I was really struck by the parallels in my own life right now, thinking about the future, thinking about the things that are really important, but not always having the answer. What do you see as your vision?
Well, you know what I'm noticing, and I don't like being a dancer, and once you're a dancer, you're always a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm very disciplined. I have a very strict work ethic. I'm never late. I don't have problems with temperament and all that stuff because you're basically a team player when you're a dancer. But as I get older, I can't climb up the hills I used to. I can't go out partying like I used to and bop all around the floor.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time that I can't do that, it's better to relax and contemplate. I mean, that's what aging is for, to sit back, look at all your experiences, try to figure out what they were and what they weren't, and become really a more conversant participant with the line to the creator.
Mm.
You know, we're all doing all these other things when we're younger, and that's why we miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing to look forward to in the aging process is that you will feel much more connected to the most important thing of all, and that is your God source.
Mm. I love to think about having fun and humor, and I actually love to laugh, and I know this has been so much part of you as well, and actually you talk about it. You know, have we and how can we maintain our sense of humor regardless of what's going on in the outside world?
Yeah, well, maybe the whole life journey is a cosmic joke.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I'm waiting for the punchline.
Right. We're just like Shakespeare said, the world's a stage and we're all just actors on it. That's why I'm a good person to give these lectures to, because I understand the stage part and I understand the comedy part and I understand I'm not so good at understanding the lost part, because I would have real problems if my dog Terry went, you know, anytime soon, and stuff like that. I do have those kind of, in my script, those are the problems, leaving people I love and stuff. But the whole idea of the humor, I mean, it's pretty obvious that I don't know that God's having a laugh, but I tell you one thing, if there's such a thing as a devil, he's going to have a really hard time after 2012 establishes itself.
Oh, he's going to get a makeover.
Yeah.
He's getting a holistic makeover, Shirley. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not going to be devil with the red dress anymore.
Right. And I think we also have to be more careful what we eat.
Oh.
I think we really should eat organic, and I think we should eat the vegetables and fruits. You know, the old Indian masters, all the ones that I studied with in India, they only ate what they call above the ground. So they ate nuts and fruit. And things like that's how they got their, and vegetables, that's how they got their nourishment, so that they could meditate more successfully. But, you know, it's not all about learning meditation either.
Mm-hmm.
It's about becoming part of the life drama, the scene, the play that's going on with us here on Earth. It's looking at it like it's an entertainment is a good way to keep your humor going.
Is it okay every once in a while to forget your lines?
You're talking. Hello, who is this? Hey, what am I doing? What's her name? I mean, I stop in the middle of maybe 20 sentences an hour and can't think of the point I'm making.
I know. And the reason I brought that up is, you know, people ask me, they say, well, you know, like, you're not even from radio. You're not even trained in radio. You dialed the wrong phone number. That's how you got started in this. And, you know, from time to time, you mispronounce words or all of a sudden, you know, Gloria Steinem hangs up on you and you don't know why. And I want to talk about that because you're going to address this alignment when you come to Seattle. What have
Tell
you?
Me,
yes.
Pat, how do you pronounce the name of the place where I'm speaking?
Benaroya Hall.
Benaroya.
Benaroya Hall. Yes.
Okay.
It's an amazing place. It's huge. The symphonies in Seattle, that's where the symphony plays. And it's really very cool. Big stage, big people, a lot of room for folks to be kind of joining in the conversation.
And I can take questions from the audience easily, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah.
They can ask me anything they want, anything. I don't care.
I'm glad to hear you say that because this is really an opportunity to engage. And I wanted to ask you about that. One of the other things you talk about is relationships. And part of that is communication. And you know, I know that you talk about yourself as a communicator, a questioner. What is it that we can learn from becoming good communicators here as we move towards 2012?
I think we can learn that we are all sharing pain.
Mm.
I think that shared pain that we all feel is going to result in a shared empathy. I think as a result of the shared pain, we're going to become more sensitive to each other in every way you can think of. And that means communication of your pain. I mean, not to whine all the time and not to be, you know, that life is why is it happening to me and everything, because it's happening to everybody on any level there is. But that communication of how you feel will help others open up as to how they feel. You got communication going. You've got shared oneness. That's why it's important.
I love it. And I know that you have to run. I want to thank you, Shirley, for joining us here today. And I wanted to ask you what your personal message is for our listeners today.
Learn to go within. Learn to understand. And go within just by sitting silent. I would say take 20 minutes every day. That's not too hard, even in this economy. By the way, people probably have more time than they ever did.
No kidding.
So use this time and go within. Don't let any of the thoughts of what bothers you enter your brain. And then let your consciousness go to your heart. Go to your heart, go within, and then speak to your heart, which is your higher self, and it will guide you.
Wow, thank you so much. And just in case you didn't know, I will be there with you at Benaroya Hall. I think I'm what you call that quick opening act that comes out.
Oh, are you really?
I am.
Oh, that's great, Pat.
I am. I don't know what I'm going to do or say, but I'm the few minutes before you to get everybody warmed up.
It's June 13th. What time?
I believe it's 7, but we get there early.
So everybody should get there to see you, too.
Yeah, exactly. And we have music and everything. And if you are coming to town early, I don't know if you are, we'd love to have you come in studio if that's something you could fit in. This is a beautiful studio. We look at the mountains. We can see Seattle. And we love you, Shirley.
You know, I used to live up there. I used to live in Graham.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
There. I lived there for 12 years.
That's
where I wrote quite a few of my books, overlooking the mountains.
You know, I feel that way. When I moved out here, it was like something extraordinary happened. I became more creative than ever. Wow, mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Is this like a this is a little known fact we're sharing on the show right now?
Yeah, so I'm an old Seattle-tonian.
Oh, it's outstanding. So if you are coming in, and we'll find out from Britt, if you are coming in, we'd love to have you in studio. I am telling everybody, Shirley MacLaine's coming to Seattle. All of you will get more information in a minute. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Go coming to Seattle for one night only. A long-awaited appearance by one of the most visionary women of the century. An Evening with Shirley MacLaine is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to explore the big questions, such as what is consciousness? What is the purpose of life? Or are we alone in the universe? With a woman that isn't afraid of the answers, join Bella Spark Productions and Shirley MacLaine on Sunday, June 13th at 7 p.m. in Beta Royal Hall, Seattle. Shirley MacLaine, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Be sure to keep listening to this show for your opportunity to win two tickets to this final event in the 2010 Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine on June 13th. Visit bellaspark.com for details. BellaSpark.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to thank all of you out there for listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We've got so many juicy things planned for you. Remember, the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, as I was saying earlier, I was sitting there yesterday and I was thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, you know, how did I get here? How lucky could a person be, somebody like me, that was at the end of her rope, lost a job after about 20 years or so, didn't know where she was going to go. And I wake up today, Benny, and I think, wow, Shirley MacLaine, Gary Zukav. It doesn't get any better than that. Gary Zukav is joining us here now, and in my hand, and we'll hold it up to the webcam in a minute, I've got his book. It is Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power. Now, what I want to say is that Gary is also going to be coming to Seattle, and I want to make sure all of you get that information. I'm going to say it as many times as I possibly can. Friday, May 21st, make sure you mark that down, at the Center for Spiritual Living in Sandpoint. And if you go to spiritualliving.org, you're going to see his event is right there. And it's a special evening with Gary Zukav and Spiritual Partnership, the Journey to Authentic Power. And we are thrilled to have Gary here, the author of four consecutive New York Times bestseller. He's joining us here today. He's been one of the most frequently visited best-selling authors to the Dr. Pat Show since we've started. He has multiple appearances on Oprah's show. 6 million copies of his books in print. Workshops. Featured appearances, you name it. And this is what Gary has been doing to take out a very special message. And the message that he takes out is a message of hope. It's a message of partnership, and it's a message of authentic power. He's joining us here today to give us a sneak preview about some of the things that he's going to be doing. He's not only going to come to Seattle, but he's also going to be at Mount Hood and the many other places. But today, we get to talk to him about this, and I'll say it right now, Benny. Amazing book, Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power. Gary, it is so good to have you on the show. Yay, welcome.
Thank you, Pat. It's good to be on the show with you again.
It's fabulous to have you here. And I, you know, my problem when I have you on is that I have so many questions for you, but I want to get right to the meat of it. I want to get to the conversation of spiritual partnership. Some people would say, spiritual partnership, really? I mean, who is that for? Is that for monks? Is that for priests? And I want to take the big conversation, Gary, that you have and bring it to our listeners about this.
Spiritual partnership is for anyone who is in pain and anyone who is in pain some of the time in a relationship, which I can say in all modesty, I believe includes all of us.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. So the question is, what are you going to do when pain comes up in a relationship? Well, if you think that it's something that you need to avoid, then you'll spend your time trying to distort your relationship with someone else to avoid experiencing pain yourself and avoid the other person experiencing pain. But if you're spiritual partners, you will use all of your experiences together, those that are wonderful, blissful, exhilarating, and those that are painful and excruciating, such as power struggles, in order to grow spiritually. And grow spiritually, by the way, doesn't mean that you become solemn or you don't have fun.
Right.
Or you become religious, although you can be a religious person. It means that you become more aware, more emotionally aware, more able to make choices that create constructive consequences, more able to support one another in doing those things. And that, to me, is the nectar of life.
What's interesting about what you just said, and we're going to talk about this, and certainly when you come to Seattle, your talk is going to address it. But here's what's interesting about what you just said. Somewhere along the road, we think somebody said that we have to go through these relationship hardships, these power struggles, and do it in a way that doesn't embody some level of compassion and humor. I mean, somehow we've gotten, as you said, really solemn about relationships. And I wanted to ask you about that. Does that hurt or does that help us?
Everything helps us. Mm. There's nothing that doesn't help us when it comes to growing spiritually. Every experience, every interaction, every circumstance offers all the individuals participating equal opportunities to grow spiritually. And that means to choose whether they will react to what they are experiencing or respond to it. If they react to it, for example, if they're angry and they react to their anger by shouting or lashing out or withdrawing emotionally as they have in the past, that's an unconscious choice. Now, the anger comes up and they do what they did last time and the time before that and the time before that. But if they are emotionally aware, then they look at what they're experiencing before they act. They put their attention in their chest area, for example, or in their solar plexus area, stomach area, or in their throat area. And they see what physical sensations they're detecting there. And if any of those sensations are painful, then they know that a frightened part of their personality is active. And if they act on it, they'll create painful consequences for themselves. And if they don't, well, then they have the opportunity of creating other kinds of consequences, such as constructive consequences, and that's a response instead of a reaction. Spiritual partners help one another to do that. They each have the responsibility of their own inner growth, their own inner work, their own spiritual development, but they are committed to that and they're committed to assisting one another. And by the way, as you know, as everyone who's listening to us knows, you don't have to be in a relationship to be in pain. Someone close to you can pass on. You can discover that you've got cancer. You can discover that something you wanted very much, you don't have anymore. Something you wanted, you're not going to get. Or something you didn't want, you are going to get. And each of these are opportunities for you to look inside yourself and distinguish fear from love and choose love. And the more you develop the ability to do that, the more loving your life becomes, because the less the frightened parts of your personality, such as your anger and your vengefulness and your jealousy, the less control they have over you. And eventually their control over you disappears. And the loving parts of your personality that are content, grateful, and caring, and patient come to the foreground of your experience and awareness. And your life begins to transform into a life of meaning and purpose and joy and vitality and creativity. And every experience that you encounter, even those that other people might consider tragic, you recognize as opportunities to grow spiritually, and you use them that way. This is the road that's being offered to all of us, and here's the new news.
Okay.
It's a road that we all need to travel now in order to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, all we needed to evolve was to survive. And the world that we survived in was the world that our five senses showed us, the world that we can see and taste and touch and hear and smell. But now we are in new evolutionary territory. We are expanding beyond the limitations of the five senses, not just a few special people, millions of people, tens of millions of people, soon hundreds of millions of people. We're beginning to see ourselves as part of a larger fabric of life. We're beginning to see ourselves as not only personalities, more than minds and bodies, but as souls. At the same time, we're beginning to realize that we're something more than we thought we were.
Mm-hmm.
And these are that we're simultaneously souls and personalities. And that as we encounter the experiences of our lives, we have opportunities to align ourselves with our soul or align ourselves with the frightened parts of our personality.
Mm-hmm. I love what you say in your book. And for those of you just tuning in, Gary Zukav joining me here today, the book that I'm referring to you, that I'm holding up on the webcam so you can see it, everybody, see it right there, Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power. One of the things that you say that I loved and, you know, is this. You say, this is the new land and we are the new explorers. That sentence is so powerful because what it says, Gary, and please correct me if I'm wrong, what it says is we're no longer the silent observers now. You know, there is a role for us to play. And I want to ask you, how would you describe that role?
Creators. We're creators.
I love that.
And it's not possible to be a silent observer. It's possible to be silent, but it's not possible not to create.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when you're not aware of your internal dynamics, when you're not aware of what you feel in terms of physical sensations that lies underneath your anger or jealousy or obsessive thoughts like, she's so stupid, or I'm so stupid, or I think about him all day, he's the love of my life, or your compulsive behavior such as workaholism or perfectionism, or the pain that lies underneath your addictive behaviors, such as the need to drink, overeat, or gamble, or masturbate, or watch pornography, or have mindless sex, or shop, or abuse drugs. Underneath all of these is pain, real pain, physical pain. And when you have the ability and the courage to experience that pain and not mask it with your anger or your obsession or compulsion or addiction, but to experience it, and while you're experiencing it, choose differently. Do something that it does not habitually, robotically do. Create something constructive instead of something destructive. That is how you create mastery in your life. That's the creation of authentic power. And spiritual partnership is the journey to authentic power, because you have to do that yourself. But when you interact with others who are doing the same or mm-hmm. striving to do the same, then the potential for a spiritual partnership comes into being. A spiritual partnership is a partnership between equals for the purpose of spiritual growth.
Some people say, Gary, that we are, what's the word that I want to use? We connect with people in this lifetime because there is a lesson for each of us to learn in very unique circumstances, and sometimes multiple lessons. But a lot of folks, and I know exactly what you're referring to, they don't want to stay in it because of the pain. And so the exits are not closed. There's a way out. And so the question then becomes, how do we, if we continue to exit before we actually learn the lesson, how do we get to that next level? Is it even possible? And do the lessons follow us around in life, Gary?
Do you mean if you exit the relationship
yes.
you commit suicide?
Yeah, exit the relationship.
Exit the relationship. Do the problems follow you around in life? No.
Mm-hmm.
You carry them.
Oh, there you go.
They're with you. They are your learning opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Your path to spiritual growth is not around or under or ascending above your agony and your pain, but experiencing it and using it. In other words, your painful experiences, all of your experiences in your life are not, and especially your painful experiences, are not obstacles to your spiritual growth. They're your avenues to spiritual growth. You learn from them. You learn how to identify in yourself what has been triggered by someone or something. And you become more interested in changing what has been triggered than in changing the trigger. In other words, somebody says something that offends you, and if you try to make that person say things that please you in the future instead, that's the pursuit of external power.
Mm-hmm.
You're attempting to manipulate and to control someone so that you'll feel better or safer. But when you take your attention away from what triggered the pain in you to and put it inside you on the pain, specifically on the physical sensations in your body, on the thoughts that you're thinking, on the intentions that you're having in that moment, holding, then you are becoming acquainted intimately with a frightened part of your personality. Maybe it's one that's angry, or jealous, or vengeful, or needs to please, or one that's entitled. And when you set about changing that in you, that's creating authentic power. Then no wind can blow that doesn't fill your sail. Until then, you're always trying to change someone else, or something else. And the problem is this, that doing that is now counterproductive. It produces only violence and destruction. While we were five sensory,
mm-hmm.
evolving by surviving, the pursuit of external power was our means of survival. But now, it produces only violence and destruction. What used to be good medicine is now poison. Poison.
One of the things you talk about in the book, and I have to tell everybody, there are so many things in Gary's book that I want to just make sure you all know about, and he is coming to Seattle. So let's make sure you all have that information. As I said before, you'll be able to check in with him at the Center for Spiritual Living. There's an upcoming event, and it's May 21st, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Center for Spiritual Living. Lots of information on their website if you go to spiritualliving.org. Gary Zukov and Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power. One of the things you do talk about, Gary, is experiencing the universe as compassionate and wise. And it's a section in the book that I've read over several times before today, because there's such wisdom in that statement. And yet it seems to be our greatest challenge. Or is that just my projection?
Seeing the universe as compassionate and wise is something you have to, at first, trust or
mm-hmm.
assume
mm-hmm.
because somebody that you respect says that it's so. But I would suggest that you never take anything that someone says as so just because they say it, including whatever I say.
Uh-huh.
But that you experiment with it in your life. And as you experiment, with using all of the experiences and interactions in your life to grow spiritually, which means look inside yourself and see whether a frightened part of your personality has become active or not, like anger, fear, jealousy, or whether a loving part of your personality has become active, such as patience, appreciation, gratitude. And then if you determine, if you see, because you hurt physically, that it's a painful part of your personality, that you challenge that part of your personality by not acting on it, even when you ever so much want to act on it, even when you want to lash out at someone with your fist or your words or withdraw emotionally, and you don't. You do something else. Maybe you just stand there and tremble in rage, but you don't speak. That's a challenge to a frightened part of your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a loving part of your personality and you notice that you're really appreciative of someone, or someone says something and it resonates with you and you think, this is a kind person, this is good energy, you're recognizing it in you. So act on it in you.
Mm.
So as you do that more and more, you'll see for yourself every experience offers you the opportunity to choose anew, to choose differently than you did last time, to create with wisdom and love or to create with fear and doubt. Without exception, every experience. And when you see it for yourself, you'll begin to see it for other people too, that their situations offer them the same opportunity. And if they don't take it, they react instead of respond, and they create the same painful consequences for themselves.
I think, Gary, that also talks to what you refer to in the book, is I believe you say, release any distance I feel from anyone. I believe that's exactly what it says. Release any distance I feel from anyone, not release any distance I feel from the people I like. You know, it's release any distance that I feel from anyone. And I'd love to ask you how that directly is related to authentic power.
Oh, very much so.
Okay.
But authentic power is recognizing in yourself,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily in others,
yep.
Fear and love and choosing love.
Huh.
So in the book are some spiritual partnership guidelines that show you, in terms of commitment and courage and compassion and conscious communications and actions, how to create spiritual partnerships, how to create authentic power. And when you follow these guidelines, you don't change. You don't have to change anyone else, but you change yourself. And so I would love to discuss all of these. And what I'd suggest mm-hmm. is that for anyone who's listening to go to our website, which is seatofthesoul.com,
mm-hmm.
S-E-A-T, like what you sit on, of the S-O-U-L.com, and download or print out the spiritual partnership guidelines. And by the way, we are doing away with our website. We are creating, probably around the first or second week of June, it'll be online, something that is so remarkable that we're not even calling it a website. It's an online engagement system.
I love it.
And it's designed to support you in every way in creating authentic power and spiritual partnerships. So I invite all of you to go to seatofthesoul.com and to look at it, and especially to come back in about two and a half weeks, and see the new mm-hmm. quote, website, our online engagement system.
I would love to have you back, Gary, so we can talk about that when that's up and running. If you would like to come back, I would love to have you come back and we can schedule you to talk about that, because I love that. I love that idea. I love that, you know, there are things that are being creative, what you just referred to. You can't even call it a website anymore because it's much more than that.
That's right. The purpose of this website is to assist you in creating authentic power. And by the way, I also invite all of you who are listening to go to my Facebook page and to join me in Twitter. At one time, I never thought I'd hear myself saying this.
I know, me either.
I've discovered how to use the internet. You know, Oprah told me once, Gary, TV uses people, but I use TV. Well, I have discovered the joy of using the internet. For example, on Twitter, you can download to your phone as an SMS text message something to stimulate you to compassion or wisdom or to think about your life in a constructive way. And I'm sending these tweets out 3 times a day. And not only that, I'm retweeting from people that say things that I feel are wise and helpful. Marianne Williamson and Deepak Chopra and the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu. So I really want to support you, and I'd love to see you on my Facebook page. I did a chat there a couple of days ago, just stayed on for 2 hours or so and talked to people and answered questions. And I'd love to meet you. By the way, I forgot to say, spiritual partnership is not, if you didn't realize it, only a couple's dynamic. It is for everyone. You can create spiritual partnerships with your biological family, at school,
yes,
at work, with your neighbors. And I am going to be in Seattle with my first spiritual partner, Linda Francis, and we are a couple. And I'd love to meet you, and I love answering questions. So perhaps when we do a show again, Pat, we can have call-in.
Absolutely.
Capability.
And I hope Linda will join us as well. I mean, you know, what you are getting ready to, you know, announce and release, it's wonderful. And I want to just tell everybody, go to the website, seatofthesoul.com, that's seatofthesoul.com, and you can be one of the first to get involved and get information about what Gary and Linda are creating. You know, well, Gary, this has been amazing.
Pat, can I say one more thing?
Please do.
We are giving a 5-day retreat called Journey to the Soul on Mount Hood, and that is July 25th to the 29th. It's our only 5-day retreat, and I love it. So if you're drawn to any of the things that I'm saying, please come and meet Linda and me this Friday, and please come and join us on Mount Hood. It's for the most comprehensive single event on authentic power and spiritual partnerships that Linda and I give.
It is transformative. Gary, it is so great. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Wow.
You're welcome, Pat. It's a joy.
And all of you out there, don't forget Gary Zukav in Seattle on the 21st. And until tomorrow, remember, you are amazing. We'll see you next time.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.